For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is junior defenseman Tina Campa out of Maple Grove, Minnesota. And first of all, Tina, we knew coming into this weekend that you guys have faced the Bulldogs an awful lot. It's always been a grind. Was it anything but that tonight?
Absolutely not. It was definitely a grind. Obviously, like you said, we know coming into it what it's going to be. And we know we have to be prepared to play at every shift, and every shift counts. And just doing the little things of playing Beaver hockey is definitely what we need to focus on, and we did a lot of that tonight, which is awesome to see.
The first two periods, it seemed like everything was even. Face-offs, shots on net. Then you get to that third period. What was going right for Duluth?
They're an experienced team. They got a lot of talent. So I think just keeping it simple for us has always been the key. It always will be, especially with a long weekend series like this. And we know it's going to be a grind, like I was saying. And I think, they're going to push. They're going to, take risks, and they're going to try to make plays. And I think that we just got to block shots, do the things that we know how to do, play defense, and hope that we can work for our offense and get that one chance.
Through three periods of hockey, your team had 20 block shots. I never did see the final count, but there were a lot of block shots in that game. You come out of a game like that on the wrong side of the scoreboard. What's kind of the mentality going into game two?
Obviously, Beaver hockey, that's what we do. We're known for that, and that's a great thing to be known for. And I know teams don't like playing against us, so that's something that we take a lot of pride in. I know I do. So it feels good. It fires the team up, and it obviously shows that we're playing the way we know how to play. And like I said, block shots, they're great for anybody and everybody. I know both teams want that as well. And it's playoff hockey, so it's do or die. You got to do what you got to do. And if you're going to take it in the face or wherever, it's going to happen. So it's a fun time to play, and block shots are always great. And I know I'll take one no matter what. So
your team got trapped there late in that overtime, and Alarm Bench came up with a couple of really good saves. And that third one just got past her. I know Coach took that time out. You guys were hoping to kind of regroup. How exhausting is it to get into that kind of an overtime where it's not just a 5-minute overtime, it's a 20-minute? How do you kind of stay out of that mental side of the game?
Obviously, you got to play into the mental side in a way, too. You got to be mentally strong and obviously physically strong, and it comes down to the details. It comes down to positioning, and like we've been saying, it's going to be a grind, and obviously assuming it's not a surprise that we went into overtime with this team, and no matter what, going into overtime is going to be big, and everything, all the details, like I said, matter, and every shot, every pass, you got to have your sticks in lanes, you got to have your head on a swivel, you got to play smart hockey, and obviously Lauren kept us in the game this whole time. She gave us a chance to win, and we also have to do a great job of getting more pucks than that, but she played a really awesome game, and sometimes it just, you don't get the bounce, and that's how it goes.
There was a goal waved off. You guys got a lucky bounce on that one. I mean, they reviewed it for quite a while. It was played with a high stick. At that point, were you kind of breathing a sigh of relief knowing it was still tied?
Yeah, absolutely. Playoff hockey is crazy. And people are going to do anything to get the puck in the net, no matter if it's us or them. And yeah, it's a great sigh of relief. It kind of takes away their momentum a little bit, and it'll piss them off too, but it also gives us a little bit of sigh of relief, like you said. And you got to take those opportunities, and you got to be able to push back at them. And every shift's big, and that's a great opportunity to take advantage of that. And I think we did a really great job of just playing pretty consistent tonight, and I'm proud of that. So hopefully we can build off of that.
I know one thing that I've seen over the years following Beaver hockey is that Beavers never quit. I couldn't think of a better team to go into a game two situation like this than this Beaver squad, especially this year's squad. What makes you guys so special?
We have a lot of leadership, definitely. I know my class and then the class above us, we've been together, we can't think of playing Beaver hockey without them. And I know that just numbers-wise, obviously, we're a pretty big part of the team, but we just take a lot of pride in that. We love those girls. We love everybody on this team. We all fight for each other. The culture we have here and just the family that we, it's not fake. It's not just, oh yeah, it's hockey, it's here and there. We genuinely love each other, and honestly, no matter what happens this weekend, they're literally going to still be my best friends. I'm still going to talk to them, and we're going to obviously miss the seniors, and that's why this is a special group, and we want to do it for them. We want to do it for each other, and we have so much talent, so much skill, but most importantly, we have heart and a lot of passion in this group, and that's why you said don't count us out, because not only are we Beavers, but we're some pretty, pretty good Beavers here with a lot of passion, so it's exciting, definitely, and I couldn't think of a better group, like you said, to just continue this, and let's go for Sunday, and let's take it, because I think we can.
what's it going to take to win the game two and push it to Sunday?
Obviously, everything I've been saying, we have a lot of skill, and we have a lot of smart players, so we got to play smart. We got to play simple. We're going to have to block shots. We're going to have to get pucks to the net. We're going to have to take hits and make plays, but most importantly, we're going to have to play with passion, and I know that's not going to be a problem with this group, which is super exciting, and I think we're going to put our best foot forward, and that's all you can ask for.
Good luck, Tina.
Thank you.